So a few months ago, I turned 50, April of this year. And ever since I was 35, I felt like I've been trying to figure out the second half of my life. Most people have their halftime or midlife crisis at age 40 or 50. I feel like I had mine at 35. By then, I had been married to my beautiful wife for 10 years or so. We had all three children. We had two homes. We had money, career. I had basically everything that I could want. The problem has been since then, now 15 years since that time, I've been trying to find my second half purpose. I don't want to retire. I don't want to just sit around. It's not like I'm rich or anything to live off of my savings. I still need to work. But as far as purpose and meaning and focus, I'm trying to figure out what it looks like at 50. I was looking back at the hero's journey diagram that I drew a few weeks ago, and I realized that at 23, I was already very happy. I had, by the grace of God, started working at a church at that time, doing music. And soon my leadership gifts and music gifts began to surface. At 26, I married the woman of my dreams that to this day makes me smile. Now, 24 years. But then at about age 40, or as I said, 35 to 40, everything began to shift for me. I knew that season was over. And I knew that it was time to go on the journey towards my second half of my life, or what Joseph Campbell calls a second coming, this rebirth. And these 15 years have been basically the descent into chaos. I don't mean chaos as in my life is a chaos, but as in the proverbial hitting bottom. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I have a lot of interest, a ton of experience. I've tried a billion things in these last 15 years, from business to podcasting to administration, but none of it has been successful. None of it has been the way forward. I thought at one point that I would be an evangelist and preach the gospel throughout the nations, but I don't think that that's really what I've done ever. I thought that I would be perhaps a famous lead pastor and have a large church, but in fact, I have a very small church, and I don't even know if I'm really very good at what I'm doing. Of course, I've always thought of music as my career, but I was really tired and done with worship in the church and music in the church. Of course, I podcast and I've done all kinds of stuff online, but that has gone nowhere. And I'm not trying to be pessimistic, perhaps, maybe some, but I'm just trying to figure out what it is that I'm supposed to do. What is it that God is doing? I believe that God is taking me somewhere. I'm convinced that He's in my life working things out. I believe that He's given me this amazing foundation of my wife, of our love, of our commitment, and these three beautiful teens. Oh, by the way, that's what also we've done for these last 20 years, is raise three teens successfully. Not that we're done, but I mean, they're all now driving, and so you can pretty much say that they are on their way and that we've done an amazing job. Of course, there's so much more work to do, so it's not like I'm done raising kids, but you know what I mean. They're no longer those little people. I've also thought of or tried to be an anxiety coach, but that also has gone nowhere. So nothing, and it's really not even about what has gone somewhere. It's really about what do I want? What makes me happy? I would say that what makes me the happiest is I love to write. I love to learn. I love to share what I learn with others or what I know with others. I love to feel. I love the artistic part of me. I also, something that I do enjoy, I believe, I think, as far as I know, is media and podcasting and all of these things that I do online. I really do enjoy that. I don't enjoy the camera or the kind of having to be bigger than life on YouTube or things like that. But I do enjoy sharing, as I said, my knowledge with other people. I enjoy one-on-one conversations. I enjoy helping people or making people better, going from maybe taking a B-plus person and helping them become an A-plus person. Those are the things that I love. The foundation, of course, is always my faith in Jesus and my wife and family. But a man is sent out of his home to go do something great, to be on a journey. A man is not a domesticated animal meant to be home, meant to continue to care for his wife and family. I've done that. I've been there, done that successfully, loved every minute of it. I sacrificed my career. I don't have a master's degree. I don't have a PhD. I'm not in shape. I don't have a big church. I've sacrificed, I would say, myself for the sake of my wife and children, meaning to have a happy, established marriage and an amazing family, providing a roof over their heads, etc., through thick and thin. So my point is, I've done that faithfully. But now I want to do something that is my journey, my own journey, that I guess I could say that I left behind at age 35. And I've tried to do something to find my footing again. At one point, I wanted to be in politics, and I still like that idea. I would probably do that if I wasn't so old, or I don't know. I really enjoy politics. I enjoy, it's like church, but I don't know. It's maybe a little, I was going to say it has less politics than church, but who am I kidding, right? That's why it's called politics. The Enneagram 3 in me is very success, achievement driven, and I'm always going to be this way. It's a gift from God. It's not something I need to change about myself. And the vice is failure. I'm always evaluating myself against failure. I always feel like I'm failing at something. And these days, it's at my education, my body, my music, my preaching, my church. I'm succeeding at the things that I value, as I said, my faith, my lovely wife, our teens. But the successes for people like me are not something I live off of. It doesn't provide excitement or magic for me. What provides magic is the next success. And that's just how I am. I'm never going to be a content person. I've tried to be a spiritual formation person, a meditative person, just a person who's just happy with what I got. You know, all these things that people, the Bible, everything tells me, but I have to be me. My joy is in succeeding the next thing and accomplishing the next goal or in accomplishing the next or in reaching the next frontier and taking risks in these areas that I'm talking about. I don't want to be a professor at a university. I think if I was to choose one thing, I would want to be a media person, a media personality. I don't want to interview people. I don't like that. I would rather be the famous person like Seacrest, what's his name? The blonde guy? Brian or Ryan Seacrest? Seacrest, yes. Kind of someone like that. I think in my fantasy land, I would want to be a famous musician like a John Mayer or a Dave Matthews, but I don't think I'm that great of a musician. I've always wanted to be, or recently, a famous pastor, to have a church like Joel Osteen or some of these guys, but I'm 50 and I have a church of 30, so I don't think that's going to happen. So I'm not sure. I don't really want to be a therapist or a counselor or anything like that. I always have loved business, but I've never started a business nor been successful making money besides the traditional ways. And so I am asking God, talking to my wife a lot, trusting Jesus for this second half of my hero's journey. These last 15 years have been a time of a lot of experimenting, a lot of testing and trial and error, a lot of failures, a lot of learnings. I have failed more than succeeded at things in these last 15 years, but that's all part of the process. I succeeded for the first 35 years of my life, mostly in music in the church. And then these last 15 years, I have failed. Again, I'm just trying to be black and white here with my Enneagram stuff. Am I discouraged? Some, sure. I think I'm more interested in what God is doing. I don't think that I'm dying or that he wants me to just not be around anymore, meaning my father died at age 57. So I don't think I'm going to have some crazy disease here next year, God willing. I don't want to just wait around for something horrible to happen to someone in my life that I love. So I don't think that's what God wants for me. I believe that he wants me to succeed. This is how he made me. The first 35 years of my life, that's all I knew. These last 15 years, all I've known is flatlining and failing and just a lot of, as I said, failed attempts at being amazing. It hasn't happened. But I still believe that God has a plan for my life at age 50 based on what I've done in the past. I did a test with a couple of friends on this very topic, on journey and hero's journey and kind of how has God worked in the past. And basically what I learned from that is that I'm not really sure what I've learned from that. I've seen how God has worked. I've seen how I've been through difficulties and how he's been faithful. So maybe that is what I've learned. How in this, I guess, time of confusion or of searching, of discovery, he will be faithful. And if you maybe feel like you're at a similar place at age 20, at age 30, or age 50, or beyond, what I can tell you is I don't know what God is doing in my life, but I believe he's faithful. And I know that I will continue to persevere and push myself and the limits until I find my second true purpose in life. And I hope that you can do as well. I encourage you to pursue your dreams, no matter your age or obstacles. And even if you have no idea what you're supposed to do right now, to persevere, never give up, and to know that God will be there for you in the end. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.